Now let's talk about what you would like to do. Should you be elected, what are your goals?
Sure.
What would you like to see change?
Well, one of the things that you hear about, you see in the papers, you hear it on the radio, is this idea of problem-solving courts. It's one of these big issues that we've had here in Livingston County, specifically the idea of what we call a drug court. That's an important one when it comes to the criminal justice system. It currently costs taxpayers about $23,000 a year to house somebody in the Illinois Department of Corrections. What's happening, especially in these drug cases, is we've got these individuals who have mental health issues or addiction problems, drug addiction issues, and they're just simply being warehoused in our prisons, costing, again, hundreds of thousands of dollars for people. And what these problem-solving courts do, what this drug court is supposed to do, is actually solve the problem. It seeks to address the root of the problem, why these criminals are committing the crimes that they're doing, as opposed to just pushing them through the systems. And what we do, and we actually have a drug court over in Ford County that I helped start, the program takes nonviolent, high-risk defendants and places them in an intensive program that can take years. They attend treatment services, community meetings, as well as appear in court, go before a drug court staff on a monthly basis to discuss their progress. And ultimately, we've had very good success over in Ford County. So instead of $23,000 a year putting somebody in prison, we're paying about $3,000 a year for them to be in an intensive probation. Now,
and if I can get some clarification just for a second, you said high risk, but you're talking about a high risk of recidivism.
High risk of recidivism, but also drug addiction as well.
Mm-hmm.
These are your individuals who are committing a lot of property crimes, burglaries, things like that, so that they can get the money, they can get the property for their next fix, for the next drug. And so those are the ones that we're targeting because it doesn't do any good to get the ones that aren't addicted. The ones that we want to get at are the high-risk individuals, and those are the ones that we target. Do they work? At least in Ford County? Absolutely. And you can look to a lot of the counties in our circuit. McLean County has a drug court. Logan County has a drug court. Ford County has a drug court. Woodford County is currently working on getting a drug court. Livingston County is the only county in our circuit that isn't working on one, doesn't have one, and that's unfortunate because not only, as I said, is it a huge cost-saving measure for taxpayers, but they actually work. We had, approximately 6 months ago, Ford County graduated two individuals from our Ford County drug court program. Both of these individuals combined for 26 years of drug use, 17 arrests, 5 felony convictions. And because of this drug court program, both of them have been crime-free, I mean zero arrests for combined 6 years now. They haven't had to deal with the police. They've not been arrested. They've not been convicted of anything. It's been great. It's completely funded. Ours is completely funded by federal grants, the drug court is, and most of them are. McLean County had a $900,000 grant that they got from the federal government to fund these. And so there's hundreds of thousands of dollars out there in drug court money, grants available for Illinois counties, and it's a great program and absolutely a program that I'm 100% for and would look to implement once coming back here to Livingston County.
I'm sure that there were initiatives that you had in your office as the first assistant state's attorney here in Livingston County. Are you going to continue with things? Are there things that you're going to bring back with you?
Absolutely. One of the things I started in Livingston County, and this was under Tom Brown, former state's attorney, was the idea of what we call a criminal forfeiture program. And in this program, what officers are able to do, anytime an individual commits a crime, breaks the law, and they use their property to commit that crime, or the property is the proceeds of a crime. Usually you're talking about drug dealers most of the time. Drug dealers, they drive their car to a drug deal. Anything that is involved in that crime, officers can seize. They can seize that property, whether it be money that was the result of a drug deal, houses. We've seized houses. We've seized property from individuals that were using their property to sell drugs. We take that property from the drug dealers. That money and or property is then either used by law enforcement. They can use it for training purposes. A lot of the undercover vehicles that you see used by our officers here in Livingston County are drug cars that were seized from individuals. Or they turn around and they sell that property at auction. That money all goes back to the law enforcement agency. So instead of taxpayers paying for training, for equipment, for stuff that the law enforcement needs to complete their job, it's drug dealers who are footing the bill. And so that was something that I did here in Livingston County. I started it in about 2011 is when I started the program. And since then, or at least when I was in the office, we forfeited close to about $400,000 worth of property, money, cars, you name it. And all that, well, I should say most of it, the state takes their cut. But most of that went back to the law enforcement agencies for use. So that was a great program that was started. It hasn't gone so well since I've left. Things have kind of died down, which is unfortunate. But that would be something that I'd look to ramp back up because it's something, like I said, law enforcement uses a lot and needs. Another program I started, or wasn't necessarily a program, but was training for law enforcement quarterly. four times a year, I would have all the law enforcement agencies, or would invite all law enforcement agencies, over to the courthouse here, the Law and Justice Center, and myself and a couple other assistant state's attorneys from time to time would train the officers, whether it be new laws or effective ways to conduct a criminal investigation. Or when I first started this drug forfeiture program, I trained them on the do's and don'ts of that. That's training that these officers no longer get. It was free for them. Instead of going to McLean County or going to Peoria or going elsewhere and paying for training, they could come up to the courthouse and be trained by local prosecutors. And unfortunately, that's a program and training they don't get anymore. So that's absolutely something I'd also look to reestablish here in Livingston County.
Well, Randy, I'm almost out of time, but I will give you an opportunity to give me your elevator pitch. You're a candidate. I would give anybody this opportunity. So why should people vote for Randy Yednock?
Well, I appreciate that. Yes. Thank you. Like I said, it's been a pleasure doing this, and thank you for having me here. But why should they vote for me? Well, you know, people ask that question. Why should I vote for you? Why do you do what you do? I don't necessarily think people care what you do, but they care why you do it. And I do what I do because I'm trained at what I do. I've studied very hard to get to where I'm at. I've learned a lot of things in this job. I've learned that you can disagree without being disagreeable. I've learned that you can compromise with individuals so long as you understand those principles. They cannot be compromised. But the biggest thing I've learned is that we have two types of criminals that we deal with ultimately, two types of criminals, those that we're scared of and those that we're mad at. And the two need to be treated very differently. And that's something that I know how to do, and it's something that this county deserves is a good, effective, efficient prosecutor who understands those differences, understands those life lessons, and can apply them to the job. That's why I'm running for state's attorney, and that's why I would appreciate the support.
Randy, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Randy Yednock is one of the Republican candidates for state's attorney in Livingston County. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.